This week, we're bringing you stories of this year's first-time Grammy nominees. And we began the series with Omar Apollo.
Evergreen, he controls me.
He's an artist who just 10 years ago didn't even know how to sing, but he quickly rose from making music at his parents' house in Hobart, Indiana, to snagging a Grammy nod for Best New Artist.
Am I not what you wanted?
A few weeks back, my team and I met up with Apollo at a sprawling park atop the Hollywood Hills. And I'm 5'2", so when I met him, I suddenly felt really, really short.
You're like 6'5", 6'6"?
6'5", yeah.
6'5", okay. Are your parents both really tall?
Nah, short Mexican people.
What happened to you?
I don't know, I'm the milkman's son.
Now, we had been told that Omar Apollo loved nature. And so his team said a great place to meet him would be this very park, because they said there was a trail here that he likes to hike.
But is there like a spot you normally go to?
I've actually never been here.
Oh, are you serious? Oh my God.
He says his actual favorite place to hang out is at home, but we weren't invited there. Fine. So we kept playing along with this joke.
Yeah, like, I come here and I just come over, want to, you know, alleviate the pressure of the world that has been weighing on me as a young Mexican American.
Cause baby, there's something you know, but clearly you say I'm not good.
Apollo released his first full-length album, Ivory, last year, and now he has more than 13 million monthly listeners on Spotify. But it all started when he uploaded this track, You Got Me, to the streaming service back in 2017. It's barely 2 minutes long, but when he woke up the next day, he says the ballad had already racked up tens of thousands of streams. As we settled in on a long wooden bench overlooking a canyon, he told me about the exact moment he knew he wanted to pursue music for a living. He was 17 and had just seen an advertisement inside a store.
There was like a little microphone there that said like, make music. And I was like, damn, I want to make music. So then I got a job at McDonald's and then saved up to get a laptop, saved up to get a microphone. And then like, just with those two, I started.
And this was in your bedroom, you were starting to record music, right?
My garage, yeah. It was a winter. It was like negative 10 degrees. And every time I'm like, try to sing, I could see my breath. And I didn't want to sing in the house. I was so embarrassed. Even my dad told me I was terrible. So I would go on YouTube and I'd practice for hours and try to learn how to give natural vibrato.
Did you get it?
Yeah. And then I was like, okay, now that I learned it, you know, maybe 3 weeks later, I sang in front of him. He was like, oh, it sounded good. And I was like, oh, this is how life is. Yeah. And after that, I was like, oh, I can learn things. That's
You're
literally
doing
what
well.
I do. Start from zero. No one wants to start from zero.
I want to talk a little bit about the range in your music. Like, on your last album, Ivory, was that deliberate to have this wide range of sound?
I really love music. I grew up with mariachis and corridos. I grew up with soul music, dance music. I grew up with, like, the super romantic, conservative stuff that my mom listened to, and then, like, also, like, the explicit, you know, bravado rap, you know? So when I'm making music, one, it's probably ADHD. Two, it's like there's something great in every genre, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So even for Ivory, I was like, damn, I like rapping. I'm gonna rap on Tamagotchi, like, and just talk. And then I'm gonna make like a really sad, soulful ballad about unrequited love. I guess it's just a reflection of how I feel.
What about when it came to an El Olvido? First of all, is it fair to call that corrido?
Yeah, it's like a corrido. It's like a mariachi traditional classic type of song.
Yeah.
With like a little bit of, you know, R&B. Arrancaste todo que quedaba por razones que no aceptaba.
Cariño, yo fui buen amante.
quiero dejarte. For that song specifically, I was like Juan Gabriel and like Pedro Infantes, and like even my grandma would show me stuff that I've, you know, learned from. And I think I just wanted to perform a song that made me feel like I was at home, that nostalgia that I carry, you know what I mean, everywhere I go. Tú no sabes tanto que haría tocarte las
manitas debajo del cielo. You know, you're the son of Mexican immigrants, you're bilingual, you're from the Midwest. You've also talked about identifying as queer. Like, do you feel like now that you are this big performer, people are making you think more about your identity?
Yeah, for sure. Definitely.
But is it exhausting?
For sure. Mm-hmm. But I don't give that too much power. But that was definitely in the beginning, like, a big thing. I was like, oh, damn, every headline is, you know, queer Mexican immigrant. I was like, what about the album I just put out? Like, but if you have to go
again, I just don't see you enough. Is it a lot of weight then to be seen as a musician that's supposed to represent being the child of Mexican immigrants, also being queer, also being from the Midwest, like all of that? Does it feel like a lot of responsibility? I guess I just want to understand
that
more.
It doesn't feel like responsibility, which is good. That's good. Because it's like so effortlessly me. It's not like I have to like work towards being gay.
So what was it like when you first learned that you were nominated for Best New Artist?
I was in Atlanta in my hotel room. Then my manager and all my friends like are knocking on my door like with like cameras and stuff. And I'm like, please, like this is gonna give me so much anxiety. Yeah. And so then they said it, and I, you know, everyone tackles me on the bed, you know, and then I kick everyone out, call my dad, call my mom. My dad's at work. He's got his little cook hat on. He's like, congratulations. Like, saying, oh, so cute. Yeah, the whole day, everything I did felt Grammy nominated. The food. I got my nails done. I was like, oh, it's Grammy nominated nails right here.
What'd you get your nails? What did you get on your nails?
It's a sheer pink. I've been simple lately, you know?
Well, Omar Apollo, it has been such a joy to be sitting here on this bench overlooking this valley talking to you.
Thank you. I love this bench. I've actually been coming here for
Stop
years.
Stop it! All right, you're going to be doing all over again. What you trying to be bad for? What you making me mad for? You tell me I don't know, say I don't know.